Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
He's been in studio for a couple of minutes. Most of the conversation off air was about the Who's.
What do you think it's going to be about?
We got to catch up. I need the State of the Union from somebody that's been watching. I'm suffering through the last couple of weeks.
Chris Long is with us, Super Bowl champ, former NFL player, second overall pick.
Yeah,
back in the day.
Old CBA.
Meaning Chris got paid, yo. Chris got paid. Didn't have to hang around and try to scrape away that extra money. He got paid. He at least what he wants.
Got the second contract too. So life's been good, man. It's good. I can sit my butt down now and talk into a microphone.
And smoke your pot.
And smoke a little. Yeah, which is evidently all I do, according to some people.
Yeah, I mean, do you still smoke every day? I mean, with CBD or real weed?
Real weed.
Atta boy. You bring anything
keeping
good
it real
for Tiki?
I didn't bring anything. I don't know what the laws are up here.
On this floor, there aren't many laws. Okay.
I'm actually confused about New York myself, to be honest with you. Go across the river in New Jersey.
Here's the rule in New York. As long as you're not trying to sell it, I don't think anybody cares anymore.
Chris, you
talked about
it. I appreciate it, brother.
Two-time Super Bowl champion. Mm-hmm. You said one, but he didn't want to acknowledge.
I said Super Bowl champion.
He didn't want to acknowledge the New England Super Bowl championship
because
he's a Jets fan.
I hate that.
Future's bright, though, in New York. I want to shout out Joe Douglas, as always. I mean, like, that's my boy. And, you watched that game on Sunday.
I was at the game.
I mean, you were at the game. Darnold is—he's a stud, man. Mm-hmm. He might be the best of the young quarterbacks.
He might what?
He might be the best of the young quarterbacks.
He's right. Why do you say that, though?
I just we were just talking about when you watch him on Sunday, and this is cold off the street. You remember his streak in December? I know you do. Where he threw for almost 1,000 yards.
Yep.
And he was not turning the ball over. He had about 6 touchdowns. He was that guy. He picked up right where he left off. And you can see it. It's hard for you as a D lineman to be like, I know exactly what he's doing, but you know what it is when you see it. And I see him scanning the field while he's moving in the pocket, doing that simultaneously. And then the throws were nice, too. I mean, and the defense played hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, Chris,
I love it.
So you retire. You're sitting behind a mic now.
Yeah.
But you're actually doing something deeper with Chalk Media.
Yeah.
One question for you before I ask you about this YouTube publication that you're putting out. Did the fish keep the name that I gave it?
What did you name him again?
I named him Tiki.
Tiki. Yeah. This is very
backstory.
So basically, I'm starting this digital media company called Chalk. It stems from being a player and being fed up with the media at large. I mean, there's good shows, but then there's we all know the
he
bad
pointed
one.
To us for good shows, by the
no,
way.
No, I mean, listen, this guy's got a dominant radio voice in person.
Of course he does.
I mean, it's one thing on the airwaves, but
it's pretty impressive,
person,
right?
He's imposing. And then when I got my guy
I'll
here, So this is a good show, but there's some shows they don't get it right.
Mm-hmm.
They're reckless. There's no nuance. There's no context. There's no humor. There's no edginess. And for me, I want to curate all that together and do pods, docuseries, the whole nine yards and bring my buddies along. So that's kind of and if it sucks, it sucks. I had somebody earlier was like, congratulations on the new company. I was like, well, wait a few weeks. But we're launching a hard launch in 2020. We're launching the YouTube tomorrow. And that comes with kind of our flagship interview show, at least for now, which is The Fishbowl. I had Tiki on. He was my first guest. Mm. I had Tiki followed by Stray. So I had some Giants early on.
You didn't go for Rondé? You didn't call Rondé?
I tried to get Joe. I almost had Joe Douglas. Okay. I mean, I'd love to get Rondé. I mean, these are legends. So, but tomorrow's Aaron Donald. I had him for over an hour. And I got to brag that access is not easy to get. You got to play with the guy. And I know Aaron since he's a rookie. So, but at the show's called Fishbowl. And one of the prerequisites is you have to come on if you're a guest and name the fish that's going to be swimming around in front of the set.
And
Tiki naturally named his fish Tiki.
Exactly.
So it's like a TJ.
I just asked him. I was like, what's the fish's name? He didn't know.
That's the whole point. You got to name
anybody
it.
Else named the fish after themselves? I'm going
to
guess no.
only Tiki, but, he could be a junior.
That's not my real name.
He could
that's
be,
a nickname.
Yeah, it's not his real
like
name.
Fake name.
It's not his name.
Stage name from Kinky Boots.
We had all types of different names. We had, Aaron on. We had, from a football standpoint, obviously Tiki and Stray, and then we had We had DJ Premier, if you're an old hip-hop head.
Oh, nice.
Kirstie Innocent won the Pat Tillman Award. Miles Teller. A whole bunch of, like, you know, we had an NBA guy or two on. So, like, we're all over the map.
Yeah.
Michael Rubin. It should be fun. Rubin. I mean, like, and if you're not having fun, just, you know.
Listen,
if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything.
This premieres on YouTube tomorrow,
yeah.
Right? Chalk Media on YouTube tomorrow, so yep. Definitely check it out because it's interesting.
It's pretty cool. Yeah, you're the first one.
I was the first one he taped.
Gotcha.
Aaron Donald will be his first one tomorrow.
Yeah, but he was, you know, that was my first interview.
Man.
It's scary. It's scary. Like
you handled it well.
I
was surprised.
It.
I felt like you had been in the media for a long time.
Well, so you lead it? You say, hey, welcome to the show?
He's the host.
Yeah, I'm the host.
So it's just you?
Yeah, it's me and a guest. And
is that your boy on the other side? Is he involved?
No, that's the Wizard of Oz.
That's just your buddy?
Yeah, that's Brian.
That's the weed supplier right there.
No, he's not the dealer. He's not the dealer.
I'm just kidding.
I don't have a dealer. I don't smoke weed. I'm not here to incriminate myself.
I gotcha.
I smoke cannabis.
Okay.
So
is it intimidating for you to lead a show?
That's scary. I mean, like, for me, people ask, like, where do you get the fix, you know, from game day? There's no substitute for, like, just drilling a quarterback right in his midsection.
Well, I don't know that, but.
And getting a flag nowadays. The way I replace is the crippling fear of wasting somebody's time for an hour.
Interesting.
You know, like, for me, I know guys agree to interviews, but, like, when I sit down across from a Tiki, and it helps because I know him, but, like, or an Action Bronson who he had on, or, like, somebody who I like, I don't want to waste their time. I don't want to ask bad questions.
Yeah.
I don't want to push a button.
Yeah.
Because everybody's got them. You ask me certain things, I'm going to be kind of pissed off.
Yeah.
And we're going to get to those, by the way.
Yeah, what happens when the interview goes dead? Like, that's scary. You know,
yeah,
like, so
it's an art to it, to carry a conversation and to keep it moving, to keep it interesting. It's a lot harder than people think.
Yes.
It's not easy.
You assume, being on the other side of the mic for all those years, it's like, if you have a good question, you have a good question.
Yeah.
But, like, it's not like sitting in an open locker room. Like, you got to keep that ball in the air.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, you can't fumble the ball. Because if you do, the interview could go bad.
Well, the way, and we're with Chris Long, two-time. You happy, Teague?
Yes,
two-time
I am.
NFL champ.
He's my Cavalier respect,
I
man.
I got it. I
some respect.
respect
on my name.
For him.
Yes, please.
Need some respect on my name.
I think that I've always looked at it this way. A good question is if it's planted at the right spot, it opens the door for the hard question.
Mm-hmm.
And that's an art. You know, there's a delicate mm-hmm. that you straddle there. Like, if you have somebody on, if, you know, say if we had LeBron James on today.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd just say if we had LeBron on, obviously what's happening in China. You know, hey, we're joined by, you know, the greatest player of all time, second behind my one of whatever, LeBron, what happened to China?
Yeah.
There's obviously poignant things you want to get to. Mm-hmm. Some we agree with, some we certainly don't. I don't want to say that you got to schmooze them a little bit, but you have to be able to get their defenses down a little bit.
You have
bit.
To warm people up. Like
yeah.
you're doing before you asked me about China.
Yeah.
I'm just joking. No, but I mean, like, no, in actuality, some of the best coaching points I got was, like, one, softball's first.
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't just come in like, be like,
don't throw fire right away.
Yeah, and then two, like, and I came in my first couple interviews, I got notes and I got a plan, and I'm sure you guys have been through this, but, like, there's an art to just letting that person lead you.
Yeah, where he wants to
go. And there's some
go.
Guests who aren't going to lead you,
and
you got to know the difference, right?
Yeah.
Because, like, some guys are just going to be like, they're going to receive the question,
yep.
they're not going to hit it back. And some of our show has been more conversational, some of our show has been more Q&A, so, like, figuring out the difference. I'm working on it.
Well,
you're worldly. Obviously, you're a University of Virginia grad, so I know you're intelligent and studied and learned in so many different ways. You've climbed ridiculously high mountains, Kilimanjaro, right?
Kili, yep.
You donated your salary to literacy a couple years ago. Again,
yes. That's incredible.
Thanks, man. I appreciate
that's amazing.
I reiterate what he said. Old CBA.
But that's the thing. I never want to take too much credit for that because I'm not starving.
It's called, gave me a lot of money.
It's called the Water Boys. You were one of the first Caucasian athletes, white athletes, to be involved with the Colin Kaepernick initiated protest movement when you put your arm around your buddy Malcolm Jenkins down in Philadelphia, and it was galvanizing. So you have a perspective on, I think, the world in sports. Your view, and I now ask you about China. Your view of not necessarily what LeBron said, because it's ultimately LeBron's opinion. But what about athletes weighing into these waters? Politics is dangerous.
And it's dangerous.
It's confusing. It's the stories are so much deeper than we can ever even imagine. What's the role of
it'll
an athlete?
It'll exhaust you, too. And like, when I say that, listen, when I'm talking on social justice, if I'm ever exhausted by the fights on Twitter mm-hmm. or, like, having to go campaign for something or going to, like, work with Malcolm to get a bill signed, like the Clean Slate Act in PA,
yep.
like, I can say I'm tired, but the people that are actually dealing with the issues, like, they don't want to hear we're exhausted with it. Now, having said that, I think we have to figure out what we expect from our athletes. Do we expect them to speak out on things that don't affect them, or mm-hmm. do we not? Because right now we're in this situation with China, and, you know, we're saying, well, there's a couple games being played. You know, the first one is, if you didn't care what athletes had to say about social justice, don't care what they have to say about the NBA. Well, I care about both.
Yeah.
What about me? You know, like, I'm interested in hearing what some of these guys who have been trailblazers have to say about interfacing with China and a totalitarian regime. And everything going on with Hong Kong and, mm-hmm. And the issues in China, and you're making a bunch of money there. So, like, don't be surprised if people ask you questions. Like, my, and what's interesting, and I'm certainly not happy that this is the case, the NBA kind of occupied rightfully a moral high ground over the circus that's been the NBA, in the NFL. And I'm talking about the circus from the way the owners and the commissioner has handled mm-hmm. social justice. They don't occupy that anymore. Yeah. They are now a business.
Yeah.
And so, like, let's just not be surprised by that. And as far as, like, being a player, no one player should ever have to tackle one issue if he doesn't want to. A lot of people got mad at players in the NFL for not – there were a ton of players, black and white, who didn't talk about cap, mm-hmm. didn't talk about the anthem. And I never, like, went down that road where people wanted me to criticize them or tell them they had to talk. It's not – an NBA player doesn't have to talk about anything they don't want to. But if you're going to talk about it, just – I'm correct. Like, yeah. it's, yep. it's a hot topic.
And be consistent and with be consistent. What you've put out there in the past.
I understand. I do understand the aspect, though, of, you know, Maury's tweet. Like, listen, I think Maury should be able to tweet whatever he wants.
Yep.
Now, the Rockets are the Yankees in China.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, you got a plane full of guys
well,
who
anymore.
Have no idea.
Now they
fully denounce
now,
that.
Now they're the
you
Marlins
have a plane
China.
Full of guys who are landing in China and have no idea the tweet was sent out. Like, I understand, like, the component of communicate better.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, like, also, if you're going to speak on it, have something to say.
And that's true.
Yeah.
And I don't think he really said anything.
He didn't say much. It didn't have a whole lot of substance, which is counter to what he's put out there now the last couple of years. You know, Teague and I were talking about this yesterday, obviously, Chris. And the one thing that I said to Teague, I remember, I said, you know, the NFL has, from the players, you know, the NBA's always been, at least the last 5-6 years, you've seen this great liaison between the commissioner and the players. And it's a joint effort, and it seems like they're on the same page, which really runs counter to what the NFL's been for a long time. But it seems like the NFL players now are clearly empowered by this movement from the NBA players that they're taking a page out of it, and they're dictating where they go, when they go. Look at Jalen Ramsey.
Well,
basically said, I don't want to be here. Get me out.
The Jalen Ramsey thing, everybody is saying, well, he got his way, and this sets a precedent that, you know, players are now going to be able to – you know, just say I've had enough and not miss a paycheck and get shipped where they want to get shipped. I don't buy that because you can't do that if you're not really good.
Yeah.
Like, no one's going to put up with Jalen Ramsey if he's not one of the best corners, if not the best corner in the league. Now, how I feel about that trade, it feels like a win-now move, but does that give him an
That's
opportunity to beat San Francisco?
Like, I don't think
so. The problem is you're not protecting Goff.
Yeah, and they want to run the ball at San Francisco, and so does Seattle. And what is Jalen Ramsey doing to help solve
that? Is he going to pull you out of a 3-3 hole? Is he going to pull you out of that hole? You're looking up at two teams in the NFC West, and now you've foregone your draft picks where you're going to need to solidify left tackle eventually. Whitworth's pretty old. Like,
he's 38 now, I think.
Yeah, I mean, like, he's hats off to him for still going. I'm not – but you're going to have to solidify the – they still miss Saffold.
Uh-huh.
Like, I think it's just an issue of the players empowering each other, but not everybody's Jalen Ramsey. So, like, I don't see this slope being as slippery as people think.
Let me ask you this. I think we're trying to squeeze in words here because have to get to a break. You good for another segment?
Oh, yeah.
Nice. All right,
I'm forcing you to stay.
Easy.
I already asked Brian.
By the way, when you get down to guest number 737 for the new project and somebody bails, I'll come on your show. Yeah.
Okay, good.
I'll come
I
on
love
you.
That.
When you're really searching for a guest.
I love it.
When the Aaron Donalds and the Tikis don't show
you
up
can
anymore.
Ask him,
name,
gotcha.
You can name your fish after yourself.
Not after myself.
You can ask him what his former favorite player, Darrell Revis,
Oh, really?
What's it like to win a championship with New England?
Yeah. Just, you know.
Sorry, BT, I had to bring it up.
It's like Kevin Love, by the way. You ever notice
that? I always get
like
that. Kevin Love. I get that a lot.
In person more than
are we on air?
Just a little bit shorter.
Right now?
Oh, yeah.
Wait, yeah, we're going to take a break.
On air.
Don't curse yet.
Before
and don't
we go on break,
joint.
I do get Michael Fassbender a lot. I've been putting that out there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.